Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week. Chris and Scott's top three.
If you've not heard it before, we have Rebecca in our news department. Hello, news.
Good afternoon to you.
And Rebecca's going to give us a news story in a news-type way, like you would read the news.
Yeah.
It might be a fun story. It could be any story. But what you need to do is find a song that matches the story. So any song you can think of that matches this story.
This is music to my ears. It's been reported that Love Island bosses are launching a spin-off featuring middle-aged singletons looking for love. The contestants will be in their 40s and 50s and will be matched up by their kids while they're on a retreat. Now, the working name of it, the mature version, is called Your Mum.
It's called Your Mum. That's ridiculous.
It's called Your Mum.
What are you watching tonight? Your Mum.
Your Mum.
Your Mum, mate.
You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
Your Mum, My Dad. It's set to air sometime next year, but these singletons looking for love will be in their 40s and 50s, because surprisingly, we still have lives.
And a lot of that audience watch Love Island.
Oh, well, I do, and I'm
I'm in that
40.
Demographic,
yes.
And I'm watching Love Island because Karen watches it, but yeah.
Yeah, of course you are, yeah.
But so, is that a contentious?
Yes.
We'll talk about that in a bit. Let's stick to this.
So, yes, middle-aged Love Island, with more diverse body types and less cookie cutter, svelte and six-packed figures.
Do you know, I love this.
Yeah, I do.
I love this.
We've said this when Love Island starts. We always say, where's a Love Island for older people? Because they're a bit more bitchier as well, aren't they?
Absolutely.
We're not scared about what people think of us.
No, you reach an age where you just don't care.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the reason why I like this so much is because I've seen Love Island a couple of years ago. I think it was when Molly May and Dr. Tommy
Alex.
Fury were in there.
Oh, no, the one before. Yeah, the one after, yeah.
And I watched it and I thought, yeah, this is okay. This is easy watching. I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And then I went to watch it this year. I said to Kerry, should we give it a go? She went, yeah, okay, we'll watch the first episode. Watched it and I said, they're not the same people because they've got different names, but they could essentially be the same people.
Yes.
They've all got the same smile. They've all got the same bodies.
Yep.
It's like male or female. It's just, just drop me out. Don't want to.
It's unattainable body standards.
Didn't relate to you.
No, not at all.
Okay,
I think it's,
but this one would.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Got Steve just walking around with his beer belly out.
Dad bods.
But that's what I liked Big Brother, because Big Brother was a little bit like that. You had all different ages in
Normal
Big Brother.
Normal people,
yeah,
yes.
Well, it is
ages.
Just Big Brother with a different name, isn't it?
It is.
Radio Essex on the Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott. I'm not on, am I? I did this yesterday.
Hey, that's my microphone there. Why does that keep happening?
I don't know. You've been doing this for like 40 years.
What, the old radio?
The old radio.
Yeah, sometimes I forget you need a microphone.
Keep,
do you know why?
Shouting through my one.
No, because I'm just talking to our friend out there and, you know, hello, hope you're doing okay. I forget that I'm in a radio studio. It's like we're best mates. It's like we're besties now.
Yeah, but they can't hear you because they're not...
No, I understand
they're
that.
They're not really
it
here.
It sounds like I'm shouting at them across the room.
Yeah, they're not really... Cause
all right, guys!
Whereas this makes it easier for everyone to hear me.
Yeah.
I get that's what this is all about. There's some amazing suggestions coming through. If you haven't heard the top three, it's a story about the fact that Love Island is set to be like a spin-off. Was it actually Love Island people doing it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So it's a spin-off from the Love Island creators, which is basically a Love Island for people that look like the rest of us.
Yeah, it's called Your Mum.
Yeah, it's called Your Mum, My Dad. And it's obviously older people that have got younger kids that are in single relationships that they can say, oh, I think my dad should be with your mum.
Yeah, like normal looking people that don't make you feel insecure about yourself.
Yeah, I'm already loving the show.
There'll be someone called Dave, someone called Steve, someone called Sandra, someone called Debbie.
Yeah, definitely.
Normal people.
Yeah, and that's what it is. And the only thing is, I think they'll be friendly. But I know I can't because I'm seeing the other one. I'm seeing her and, you know, I'm in a committed relationship now. It won't be as fun, I don't think, as the one we're watching now.
Well, no, of course, no, because there won't be any talking, will there? It's not talking, you know, because nowadays you're not dating, you know, you're talking for a while, which is silly. I don't even understand it. But they'll just be going, oh, no, I'm caught in,
I'm caught in
Debbie now.
Oh, wouldn't it? Because it'll be, when you're older.
I didn't know where you were going.
No, but when you're older, you're more, you've not got
forward.
You've not got as much time either. So you're getting into, you know, look at, they'll have kids by the end of it. They'll be like, oh, we'll settle down. We just bought a 2-bed next door to the island. We've got a 2-bed cottage and we live here with the kids now. It's like, we've got a dog and everything.
Yeah.
It'll be weird. But yeah, we're looking for suggestions for songs that fit the story about Love Island, just about to create a show where they're going to get people together from an older generation. I think they said 40s and 50s. So it'd be amazing to watch.
Chris and Scott's top three.
That was a great story on the top three. This is about Love Island. They're planning a new Love Island for older single people to get a shot of romance in a new Love Island style show. It's made by the same people who made Love Island. Men and women in their 40s and 50s will go on a retreat and be coupled up beyond the behind the scenes by their kids. So the kids will be basically going, yeah, I reckon you'll suit each other. So they're basically setting you up. Telebosses wants to stage a more mature edition after recent fan criticism that body perfect contestants on the regular show were too young and half have little of interest to say. And we just go, they are so far away from us.
From perfect.
So what we thought would have is some song suggestions. Maybe if we were looking for a theme tune to this show, what would that theme tune sound like? And at number three, Calvin Harris and Rihanna, We Found Love. Mac going for that one. Thank you very much, Mac. I like that. I think this is clever. George Michael, Father Figure at number two, but check this out. This is the number one song that came through. Natalie in Whittam suggesting this, and I think this is genius. Stacey's Mum.
Brilliant song.
Got it going on. Fountains of Wayne, top three, number one this afternoon.
I'm glad I found you, you're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
There's no place I'd rather be.
On Radio Essex.
We look forward to the Love Island show that's for older people, which I think I can get away with watching that, because at the moment I watch Love Island because Karen's watching it. It's sort of on in the background. I'm in the room and I'm sort of, it's just on when I'm in there.
No, but listen, you've said it, you've said it now.
Yeah.
I've done this as well, so I'm not just calling you out, because I've definitely done this. I've done this with Towie. Right?
Right.
So what you're doing there is you're watching something. If you truly, truly didn't like it, as in if Karen had it on, because you've got quite a big house. You've got different rooms, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Karen watches Neighbours in the conservatory, doesn't
Yeah.
You don't like Neighbours, do you?
Not really, no.
So what do you watch while Karen watches the programme you don't like, The Neighbours?
I watch something else.
On the other telly,
yeah.
So why don't you do that when she's watching Love Island?
Because I don't mind Love Island on in the background.
As long as I've
not said let's sit down and watch Love Island, I'm just in the room.
Who's going to win, do you think? Don't pretend you don't know names. Who's going to win?
Oh, Gemma and
what's her?
I can't remember what her boyfriend's called. Actually, is it Davide?
I don't even watch it. I know he's called Luca.
I'm not watching it that intently, but I think that couple might win it.
Yeah, right. So what I'm saying is, a lot of blokes do this, right? And girls do it as well. Girls do it as well because it'll be, oh, I don't like the football, and then they've got their eye on it, right? Now, I used to do this with Towie. So Kerry did start watching it, and I'd go, oh, what are you watching this rubbish for? And then she sort of drifted away from it, and then I was like, hang on, what's going on? Towie's on, it starts at 10. you're into it, right? So I can guarantee you there's going to be women out there now and men that are not brave enough to say, yeah, do you know what? I watch it because I really like it. So
it's like a guilty pleasure.
It is a guilty pleasure. But own it. What I'm saying is own it. Don't say you're watching it. Tom, do you watch any programs that only Steph watches and you're watching out the corner of your eye, or would you go into another room?
There was a whole trilogy of films that I watched that I was like, oh yeah, I'm not actually watching that, but I actually did really enjoy.
What was that?
It's called To All the Boys I've Loved Before. It's a rom-com.
And you, oh, I'm only watching it because Steph's watching it. It's not true though, is it?
Yeah, I actually did really like it.
Do you know what? Karen watches Home and Away, right? Which I don't mind Home and Away. I prefer that than Neighbours. And the other day, was it Monday we were off?
Yeah.
And I was at home and it was really hot and I was sort of sitting indoors with all the blinds shut, keeping cool. And I noticed that the daytime Home and Away was on. And I thought, oh, I could watch that and find out what happened, because I sort of saw the end of yesterday's one. Oh, and I started watching the beginning of Home and Away. And she wasn't in the room.
So there you go.
So I can kind of own that. All right, yeah, fair shout. Right, we were talking about shows that we watch, talking about me and Scott, show and Tom as well, shows that we watch because our partners have it on at home. I reckon I've seen pretty much every episode through the corner of my eye of Sex and the City. I reckon I've seen pretty much all of them.
Then you like it.
Yeah, I do like it. No, I do.
Because you wouldn't sit through it.
No, it's true. I get what you're saying. So it's these type of shows where somebody says, you've seen Love Island, you go, well, yeah, the missus has it on. I'm sort of sitting there. It's on in the background. But you find you know all the characters' names. You know what's going on. You know when it finishes. You know all the music.
You're there at the start of it at 9 o'clock when Love Island's not there. You are.
You're like, it's Love Island
with a cup of tea.
Oh, I suppose you're going to put Love Island on now, are you? Because it's like it's coming up. It's on in a minute.
So don't miss it. See, on pre-recall. Yes,
you're coming home from your in-laws and you slowly got a little bit faster down the motorway because you realise it's coming up to like 5 to 9. You're like, I need to be at home.
Yeah,
it's and you know you're in. Dan from Basildon's called up. Hey, Danny, you all right?
Yeah, all good, yeah, you?
Yeah, good, good, good. So do you do this? Has this happened to you, or do you actually only watch it because the wife's got it on?
No, I only watch it because the wife enjoys it, yeah.
So you phoned up and you reckon that you're only watching it because the missus has got it on. Have you got other rooms in your house, just like Chris?
Oh, yeah, other rooms, yeah.
And what are you doing tonight? Is it Love Island you're watching?
Well, she'll be watching. I'll be sitting with her.
Sitting right next to you with a cup of tea on your lap, ready?
Yeah, with a cup of tea. I'll be watching it with her. But down the corner of me, I'll probably watch it.
Why don't you just admit on the radio, you're live on the radio, why don't you just admit that you like it and stop hiding behind your missus?
No.
Oh, I don't believe. Do you know what? I don't believe you. I don't think anyone else believes you either.
What time is it on?
9 o'clock.
Thank you for all your messages as well. Talking about watching things in your house because your partner's got it on. So whether you like, oh, I don't really like football, but then your partner puts the football on, but you're like, oh, I'll just sit here and watch it out of the corner of my eye. And you get really into it. Because Karen's like that, World Cup, Euros. If it's an England match of meaning, she'll sit and watch it.
But then Kerry will say that she doesn't really like football. But then when the World Cup comes around, she gets so into it. So I think, well, you could get into it if you gave it a chance.
Yeah.
The other time.
I think, and I've watched stuff that she's not really that bothered about, like Lazarus Project, I watched on my own. But then whenever she was sort of making the cup of tea, oh, what's this? Oh, is that Lazarus Project again? And almost followed the whole series because...
Yeah, no, see, I started watching the Lazarus Project with Kerry, and just to let you know, Kerry, I've finished that now. Because it's too slow. She's too slow at it. She doesn't want to watch. She's like... She's on the Facebook as well, so I finished that.
Big Pete in Wakering says, when the wife puts on Love Island, I go and sit in the garden with my dog. Job done. So he's saying, I don't watch it. I literally leave. I go somewhere else to watch it. So that works as well. Zara in Colchester doesn't watch any of them, so she's just saying, I don't watch any of them. Towie, Love Island, can't stand it all. Robin Southend says, guys, we have a deal in our house. I watch the football and Paula watches Love Island. So I stick my headphones on as we only have one telly now. So he's... see, you're still in the room, though. You still see the pictures.
No, but what Rob's done there is Rob has put headphones in.
Yeah.
And he is watching, you know, he's watching football. If football's not on, he's watching something that he likes.
Yeah.
But he's genuinely not watching Love Island.
Because he's saying, look, I'm putting my headphones in now, I'm shutting this out.
Yeah, you are.
He's probably listening to like a podcast or something, like loads of podcasts.
A to Z of Men.
A to Z of Men. What's that?
Not allowed to mention it. Ah, he's listening to this podcast.
The Big Drive Home podcast, which you can download on your podcast device. Yeah, that's exactly what he's listening to.
It comes out on Friday.
I've signed something now to say that, like, the A to Z of Men doesn't exist. We don't talk about it at all. So whenever we mention it...
Well, it doesn't. It's actually finished as a new one.
So whenever we mention it, you still listen. But whenever you mention it, I then just play dumb. I have no idea what you're talking about. Brilliant. And it works really well.
Yeah, it's good.
So now
it's
no
good.
One knows.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Here we go.
Radio Essex.
You would say you're quite a competitive person, wouldn't you, Scott?
No. No.
If yes, anyone's heard the title fight,
yes,
no,
I'm very, no. I'm very, very, very competitive, yes.
Apparently, in a recent survey, Essex dads are the least competitive dads in the country, a survey's found. 79% of fathers admit they are competitive dads in across the UK. Dads from Oxford hate losing to their children. 90% will try and outdo their kids in games and sports and darts and stuff like that. Studies found 90%. Those from Chelmsford in Essex are the most relaxed. Only 59% saying they'd do that. We're the least competitive dads in the country.
No, they had a bad day when they went to Chelmsford and done the survey.
Well, you weren't there.
Well, but you've got to be competitive. You got, like, what, you're letting your child win at Monopoly? Like, no. Teach them, like, that you can't. Like, if they beat you fair and square, great. Congratulate them. Say, well done. But don't go. They're going to. If you do that when you to your kids, they're going to go through life, the whole life, thinking.
I agree.
Yeah, like, completely. Like, you've got to. That's.
I had a conversation with a school where one of my kids was at, where the sports day was like that. There was no winners. Well, they are. The one that runs the fastest and finishes first is a winner. All the other ones have lost.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But, you know, otherwise,
like you say, you'd never strive for anything because there's no point.
I went to sports day the other day with Bobby and Katie were there, and Bobby, they weren't particularly, Bobby and Katie weren't particularly interested in winning the race. And I was like, come on, come on. And then afterwards I said, oh, but you didn't try and win. And they were like, it's too hot. Is it? Can I have an ice cream?
It's the taking part that counts, Daddy.
Not my watch. Come on,
follow the noise. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Tuesday, as I mentioned earlier, it's turned out nice again.
It's so hot.
It's great.
I love it.
UK has hit the hottest temperature on record.
Yay!
So I don't know if it's a good thing.
People need to stop moaning about the heat, but we live in a place where it rains so much.
I know, I completely agree with you. I think the sensationalisation of, you know, the fact that it's this hot and if you go outside you will drop dead, that I think we need to tone down a little bit.
I don't understand.
There's people in Dubai laughing at us.
Yeah, no, but there is. I don't understand. So, you know, yesterday I had a day off because I was doing loads of stuff in London.
Yeah.
None of the stuff in London happened because train lines are melting.
Yeah.
They're going really slow because they haven't built them to withstand this much heat.
I think the biggest problem I have with it is we moan all the time that we want to be on holiday. Right. We want to be in the sun, 38 degrees, on a beach, living our best lives. And even though we're complaining about it now, we're still probably booking holidays to Dubai and hot places. What's Dubai? 46?
Yeah, something like that. But I will say the reason why is, I said it last week, is because we're not
geared up for this.
We're not geared up for it because we're working.
Yeah.
If it just went, oh, it's this hot, when it's this hot, you don't go to work and you still get paid. And you was on holiday, like it felt like holiday, no one would be moaning.
I don't know how close I was yesterday. I mean, I said this to you, Tom, earlier. I nearly came in. I was sat in my lounge thinking, I don't feel great. This is quite hot. There was no air anywhere. And normally when you open a door, you get a breeze. But in this heat, you had to close the door to stop the hot air coming in. So I was sitting there with all the blinds shut, all the doors shut, thinking, I might just go to work. There's an air conditioning unit right by my desk.
I've literally just paid like so much money for bifold doors, right?
Yeah, to close them.
Have them open. It's amazing. Let the outside in. I've had them shut all day going, no, not having that.
We hit 40.2 degrees at Heathrow today. That's the hottest temperature on record. Somebody said, I think it was on the telly today, and I hear this all the time, right? So hot, you could cook an egg outside.
You could cook an egg.
Why, for one? And secondly, can you really fry an egg in this temperature?
I would have thought so. I mean, I've seen TikToks where people are like, I see someone fry an egg on their, I don't know why they're on their Ferrari, because it might have burned.
But isn't that because the engine's been on? So you can actually, you get a bit of underneath heat as well. So it becomes like a stove. But actually, get in a frying pan in direct sunlight, put some olive oil in it, crack an egg. Are you cooking a fried egg for real?
I would have said yes.
Right. I've got an idea, Tom.
Yeah.
Can you go downstairs to the restaurant, borrow a frying pan?
Yeah.
Spray some oil in it and grab an egg off of them.
I can do that, yeah.
And then you can go outside on the balcony and cook an egg without any heat.
All that I'm thinking is this is the radio.
You can film it. Just put it on the camera, put it on socials.
Didn't figure that.
Put it on socials. Yeah, well, you should be able to hear that as it's all sizzling.
This is great. Am I getting paid more money for cooking?
You get paid anyway for doing this, talking to your mate.
It's brilliant. I know, you're already winning. Already winning, yeah.
Could we do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Go and get, a saucepan, not a saucepan, frying pan.
Tom, when I think, like you should go.
Now.
Just go.
Go and get it sorted. Just send Scott outside to fry an egg. John in Pennsylvania says, we did this a few years ago at my former newspaper on a super hot day. We went to see if we could actually fry an egg. I don't recall it being successful. Just ended up with an egg on the pavement. We had to clean it up. Stay cool, lads. Thank you, John. Yeah, no, we're actually going to use, I think we found like a stainless steel bowl from the restaurant downstairs, bit of olive oil, and we've got an egg. Is Scott there on the phone? Scott?
Chris.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm outside.
So what's the deal?
Tom's done well, to be fair. I mean, I've never said that on the radio, have I?
So what you got?
Actually, we had some fry light in the cupboard anyway. He got some eggs, and I've got this bowl.
Yep.
So he's filming me now. I've sprayed some fry light in there.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay would tell me that I need to let that heat up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna crack the egg shortly, not right this second.
So you're going to let the olive oil heat up a little bit?
Yeah, I'm going to let that happen. Unless you reckon, just go for it. What do you reckon?
No, we'll come back to you. Let it do it properly, because you'd have to heat the oil up anyway. Is this...
Exactly.
Okay, there's loads of people saying it will work. Just boil some water from the kettle, leave the egg in the water outside for 3 minutes. It'll be cooked.
No, hang on. That's a boiled egg. It's not. It's a poached egg, Chris.
Poached egg, so that wouldn't work.
We've done this last week.
Angie says, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and my sister and I fried an egg on a rock, but it was 51 degrees, very, very dry heat, so it felt like an inside of an oven. But it is, I think it might be hot out there, though, to do, like, right. frying an egg.
Listen, let me tell you, it's really hot. And
okay.
If this is good sound, this is my preference. I want to be on the phone. I'm doing a link now.
Yeah.
Still being paid. No one's... This is good. I'm loving life. You're in the studio. I'm sunbathing.
I've got air conditioning.
I'm literally getting a tan at work. I mean, who's winning?
All right, We'll come back to you in a couple of tunes' time. Yeah, all right.
This is excellent.
Excellent. You're not come back in here yet. Are you actually still out on the balcony?
No, I really am sunbathing. I mean, I've got sunglasses on. I can't lie.
You've been out there for 20 minutes now.
Yeah, I'm living the dream. I'm loving it.
In between the bits, you should come back in here and do the old job thing.
No, I'm so excited.
Okay, so where are we at now?
I said excited.
Yeah, I'm glazing over it. what's the plan? Where are you at? What are we doing?
Right. It's really hot. Right, I've got the oil in there. Tom's filming me.
How long's the oil been in there?
Well, since Harry started, since last time we spoke.
Okay,
so,
10 minutes.
Know.
Right. Okay, ten minutes of oil. Yeah.
Here we go. I'm gonna do this now. 1 minute. Oh, right. That one's actually just on the side.
Have you missed the pan?
Yeah. Oh no, not missed the pan. That is jokes. Honestly, right. Okay.
Well, it's yolks, not jokes. But yeah, go on.
You've got me.
Ready?
No. Yeah. That's honestly, it's gonna work. Bit of shell in there. It's gonna work.
Is it instantly sizzling like it would in a frying pan?
No, there's no sizzle.
Oh, well.
It's going a little bit white, though.
Is it really?
Right, it's going to work, and I'm going to make Tom eat it. I might come in and do some work, because I feel bad.
All right, well, no, stay there for David Guetta, and then I'll come back to you and just see if it's wind up after this song, all right? Radio Essex Towers with a frying pan, some oil, and an egg, and 40.2 degrees heat. What's happening, Scott?
Right, no, I mean, I'll be honest, not much. Right, so the one I cracked on the table, I cracked on the table, which was an accident, has not changed colour at all.
Right.
And the table is very, very hot to touch.
Yeah.
So I thought that might... The one in the like sort of metal pan has gone slightly white, but I'm not. I reckon we need to leave it here for a good while. I'm going to come back into the studio and I'll come out, you know, and have a look. Keep an eye on it.
Do you reckon that'll be a fried egg by 6 o'clock?
I wouldn't put my life on it.
So I'm not convinced this is
going to
work.
I wouldn't put my life on it, but I am going to say that I reckon there's a good chance.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on it then. You come back in and we'll crack on with the show. How's the egg doing outside? Have you checked?
I have. I'm really disappointed. I mean, honestly...
It's been over an hour now.
You could leave it there. You could leave it there for another 16 hours. It's not going to
really
be an egg. No, it's a perfectly fried egg.
No, it's not.
It is perfect.
It's not.
No, it's ridiculous. It's the yolk has gone hard.
Yeah.
I'm not yolking. It's
still gooey.
Yeah, it's not good.
Because everyone said about it's hot enough to fry an egg outside. So Scott believed that. I didn't believe it.
No, I know.
I was like, that's not going to happen. But we tried it. We got olive oil in there.
Yeah.
Got like, a little bit of salt and pepper.
But I did put a salt
in a pan.
Yeah.
And we cracked an egg and it's not cooking.
Come home with me.
Right about now. The Big Drive Home.
Woo! Let's get into it.
With Chris and Scott.
Let's go.
Come home.
This is Radio Essex.
Do you ever get annoyed when you're being asked to, you know, when you go to, you don't like it, I know you don't, Scott, but when we go to meetings and words are used like touch base, game changer, so you can pick it up and run with it in the office, all of those words.
Yeah, boring.
You're not alone. According to a study, the phrases are amongst the worst in the country. We're the worst culprits in the UK for these type of phrases. Some people still talk about blue sky thinking.
I was just about to say blue sky thinking, that'll come up.
Tell colleagues we're on a journey. Run it up the flagpole.
He'll be running up the hill now.
Running up the hill. Let's get our ducks in order.
Oh. We're all singing off the same hymn sheet.
The top 10. Let's see how many of these we've heard Tom say. Pick it up and run with it at 10.
He's never run it in his life.
Mission statement. Nine. Number eight, if you don't like it, get off the bus.
Oh, that's annoying. Don't like the heat, get out of the kitchen.
That's on. If anyone watches Drive to Survive, or the Formula One thing on Netflix, I've heard that so many times. If it's too hot, mate, get out of the kitchen. And they say it all the time.
Why? Why don't they say if it's too hot, get out of the car?
I don't know. That would be better. Running up the flagpole. A thought shower? What's a thought shower?
No.
A meeting to share ideas?
No,
a thought shower?
If anyone invited me to a meeting and said, we come to the thought shower, I would not be going to that meeting.
No-brainer, claiming that something is obviously a good idea. It's a no-brainer. Game changer is number four. Number three, we're on a journey. Number two, blue sky thinking is the second one we hate the most. And number one, let's touch base.
Yeah, but I think I've heard people in this office say that.
Yeah, touch base and game changer, I think I hear quite a lot. I don't mind them. I don't like the things like run it up the flagpole. I just look at people and go, why don't you just say, have a think about it?
Yeah, exactly. It's when they're, and when people are trying to do new ones as well. I don't like it.
Give me a new one.
I'll give you a new one now.
Yeah.
Let's play some hits.
Wow, that worked. Essex, thank you so much for all your texts. I didn't think we'd get texts for this. We were just mentioning it, but maybe it does actually get under your skin as much as it does everybody else. It seems that we get very annoyed at work, especially in meetings when the words come out like touch base, game changer. Do you use any time in our meetings? I don't think you do, do you?
No, but like a positivity sandwich is always not a great one.
Oh, my God.
Mr. B in Hockley says, somebody in a meeting I was once in genuinely said, let's pop all these ideas in the mental microwave and see what goes ding. I found a new job and left.
I would. That is
That's what
awful.
Would have gone ding. Maybe. Lucy says, I use this all the time. I don't want to be a fun sponge. I like that. You can keep them coming in. 81400. Just put the word Essex at the front of your message and let us have some of yours. Any that maybe somebody said it to you today. You hear it when you're watching the politics all the time.
Well, we've been saying this one and I quite like it. This one isn't getting under my skin yet. You know, it sounds like a you problem.
Yes. Oh, yeah, but I like that.
Yeah, I like that one. It'll get old.
And there's certain times when you say that, somebody says something and you look at them and go, that sounds a little bit like a you problem.
Yeah, I say it to my son a lot.
Yes. Yeah, when they can't.
I've got to get there. God, get to the party on time. Blah, blah, blah. Sounds like a you problem.
Thank you for all the words that you can't stand in the office. The phrases that management come up with every now and again. Touch base. What was the first one? The first one was touch base. Then it was blue sky thinking. We're on a journey. Game changer. No brainer. Let's have a thought shower. Running up the flagpole. If you don't like it, get off the bus. Mission statement and pick it up and run with it were the top 10 of phrases we most hate in this country. But look at the ones coming in on the text.
There's some good ones. I just want to stop you there, Chris, and say don't read out the...
No, I'm not going to read that one out. I've seen the word that I'm not allowed to say. Jamie O'Connor says, hey, boys, can I get a shout-out to the great Blackwell and everybody working at Southend Hospital? They greatly appreciate it. Thank you, boys. Have a great show. Thank you, Jamie. Lucy says, teamwork makes the dream work. It's another one of my favourites.
That's an annoying one, isn't it?
Phil says, two annoying phrases I've heard. Let's get our heads around this as if I have... a body made of clay, and it's not rocket science, only a builder working for a home improvement firm. It's not rocket science, it's not brain surgery, are two of my favourite. Somebody used to say to me when I first started getting into radio and I was really nervous about what to say, and somebody said to me, it's not brain surgery, and I just imagined a brain surgeon sitting there with a new brain surgeon student going, mate, it's not radio. This is easy. Julian Vange says, a few years back on a training course, we were told you shouldn't say brainstorm anymore. You should say thought shower. So thought shower is the new brainstorm.
Both of them are bad. They are bad.
Sadie from Clacton says, I actually love that saying, Scott, the one you mentioned. It sounds like a bit of a you problem, that one.
It's brilliant.
I got that from my daughter. She's 17. I heard her saying it one day to someone, and that was it. I've been using it ever since. There's another one as well I've picked up from my husband, which is, it is what it is, which I actually can't stand, but can't seem to be saying both of them now. I like it is what it is because I think it describes so many situations and scenarios. Somebody's going, rah, 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 and this happened, that. And you go, yeah, but it is what it is.
Exactly. I've started using it and I'm actually calmer now because I'm using it in the scenario where, I got stuck in traffic earlier in the M25 that you've been talking about. And I kind of just went, well, it is what it is. There's nothing
you can do about it.
Yeah, you can get angry and your heart rate can go up and you can make it ruin your day, or you can literally just go, it is what it is.
Yeah, because you're either going to be stuck in the traffic or stuck in the traffic angry.
Yeah.
And hot. You might as well choose the other one. I still think my favourite one this afternoon is Mr. B, where someone in a meeting once genuinely said, let's pop all these ideas into the mental microwave and see what goes ding.
They're having a Ricky Gervais moment.
Yeah, that is a Ricky Gervais moment, yeah, isn't it? I mean, if he said that on The Office or Steve Carell said it on The American Office, you'd go, what a great line somebody
Liam
thought.
Payne said it.
Yeah. let's pop all these ideas into the mental microwave and see what goes ding. That should be our mantra. That should be the thing we do every day when we sit down to prep our show. We should have a sign above the door that says, pop all your ideas into a mental microwave and let's see what goes ding.
Do we want it on like a Sharpie bit of paper as well?
Sharpie.
Sharpie.
Just get it up there. Sharpie, get it on the whiteboard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On the whiteboard.
Yeah.
For a shower. Forget that. A thought shower.
Thought shower.
Run it up the flagpole. I'm
coming home to the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Because I'm coming home to Radio Essex.
Sorry, Scott's got his hand up.
Tom's just told me that we're 2 years old today.
Who is?
Chris and Scott. He just told me that.
How? Why?
Big Drive Home.
He's 2 years old today?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Honey Haguli.
Somebody's text you.
So, why is this the producer of the show? Oh, no, please.
It's 2 years. What, 20th of July 2020, we did our first ever show.
That does sound right. It does sound right. What? Right, no, Tom.
Yeah.
Please tell me why... My super fan from Israel has told us now that it's 2 years when you're the producer.
I wasn't there at the start, that's why.
You don't expect him to know that the show is two. What date does it say on your prep?
It says Tuesday.
Yeah, so he doesn't even know what day it is, so it's very unlikely that he's going to get the right date for a two-year anniversary.
Sorry, what we've missed whilst talking about Tom... We've been doing this for 2 years.
Getting away with it.
We have literally been getting away with this, what we're doing now, this charade. We've been doing this for 2 years.
That's incredible. And it would be because, doesn't it skip a day every year? So it would have been a Monday. 2 years ago, it would have been Monday the 20th of July.
Yeah.
It would have been our first show together on the Big Drive Home.
Happy birthday, mate.
Wow, happy birthday to you too.
Oh, wow.
We would have probably planned something if we'd known.
Yeah, no, yeah, do you know what? I wish you'd have texted in yesterday, honey. Yeah. That would have given us content.
I think we need...
Do you know what we could have done?
Got a cake? Like yeah, a glue, no, we could, half gluten
yeah,
free
we,
and half
we could have got
cake.
A cake. What we could have done... Oh, we should have done. I'm gutted. We should have got Tom to compile some of our best bits from, like, way back and
best
played
bits.
Them out and gone home. Not on the no, not like a podcast. We could have reacted to like our first show, like, and it would have been amazing. And now,
look what you could have won, everybody.
And now we're just sitting here,
this
doing
show.
Tuesday's content.
We're doing yesterday's show again. Wow! Happy birthday to us.
It's thrown me.
Anyway, old school, new school is coming up. We're still doing
that. No, we didn't do that.
Didn't we do that?
Didn't do that.
Oh no, I did that on breakfast.
Didn't do that.
What have we done anything the same? Title fight must have been.
Title fight wasn't at the start. It started wasn't after it? A couple of months.
Playing records, talking in between. We were doing
yeah.
that when
yeah,
we
were doing that.
And the adverts.
Yeah.
And the news and that. Yeah. So it's basically
we were playing,
the same.
We're probably playing Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. It's the same show in essence. Chris and Scott on our second birthday. This is incredible. How it's grown in front of our eyes.
It has.
Oh, I'll be going to school soon.
I mean, I can't believe we're still doing it.
2 years today. Radio Essex, hello.
Hello, Chris. It's Chris from Own Creation. How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Happy anniversary to you and Scott.
That thank sounds you. Weird, but thank you.
Thank you very much.
No, I prefer happy birthday, but yeah, anniversary. Birthday. Yeah, that's better, yeah.
Birthday just sounds, it just sounds better, really.
Right, what you need to do is talk about tea. You haven't done that in ages.
We, yeah.
Tea. You should bring that back.
We could do. Chris, could you? Do you reckon you could sing us happy birthday?
Scott, I haven't got a voice like yours, mate.
Oh, come on, mate. Just humour me. Sing us happy birthday so we can play it on the radio. Make it sound funny.
Oh, okay. Any beatboxing from Scott?
I'll give you some beatboxing.
He'll back you, yeah.
Yeah, back me, right, Hector. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Chris Scott. Happy birthday to you.
Woo, woo.
Amazing, Chris. That's going to sound so good on the radio.
Mate, you're a legend. Thanks for being on.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.